Hey, Drew, Sean mentioned that he was looking to change some preparation things this week just based on what happened in the Carolina game over the weekend. What types of things from your end have been tweaked a little bit this week?
You know what? We made some roster moves and kind of made some tweaks to the schedule. I think the extra day that you get, you know, from for being Monday Night Football, you know, you can gain a day this week and you lose a day next week, I think was beneficial just for guys to do some things that were much needed just from a preparation and recovery standpoint, you know, for their bodies, and an extra day of preparation so guys were able to kind of do a little bit extra. So I think that was, at the end of the day, it's really creating a sense of urgency, you know. I mean, we're at a point in the season where we still have a ton to, you know, we've got a ton to play for, you know. And obviously we're disappointed with our record. We're disappointed with that performance we just put on the field last week. And yet there's nothing we can do about that right now. All we can worry about is what's in front of us and creating that sense of urgency and having our best week of preparation and hoping that then that translates to, you know, our best game.
You mentioned that you have a lot to play for. How closely do you keep track of the rest of your division and the fact that you still are tied for first place despite the poor play?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you can get too caught up in that. You know, it's like, if so-and-so loses, then that means, it doesn't change our preparation at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we need to win every game. But you can't win every game until you win this game. And obviously we know we've got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to put together our best week of preparation, best performance of the year in order to get it done. But, that's all you want to be doing this time of the year is being able to play for something, you know, and the fact of the matter is we're right in the thick of it. So we got a lot to play for.
Drew, how did Brandon Cook's injury disrupt the chemistry you guys had on offense?
You know what? I mean, listen, he was a great part of what we were doing. He was really coming along, having a great year. It was really hard to lose him, and yet, you know, I feel like, you know, we haven't had him for three games. So the Ravens game, Steelers, and then this last game. I mean, this last game was an awful performance all the way around. But, you know, the two previous – I mean, listen, we found other guys have stepped up. You know, Kenny Stills has stepped up and done a great job. The other tight ends, I mean, obviously, you know, Marcus and Jimmy have been mainstays here for a while, but – the other tight ends have stepped up and done a great job. The Nick Kuhn was a receiver who really kind of filled the role of Brandon when he went down, and Kuhn's done a great job. Shontavious Jones now, we got guys who are now getting opportunities that otherwise might not have, and they're doing a great job with it. So, you know, it's kind of that next man up mentality.
A lot of opposing quarterbacks have had a fair amount of success against this Bears defense. What do you see from them on tape?
You know what? They're pretty, I think, simplistic in the things that they do. You know, they don't try to do too much, which I think in many cases is a good thing because, you know, they guys know what to do. You know, they're where they're supposed to be. They know what to do. You see them getting pressure on the quarterback. You know, I mean, I feel like there's plenty of occasions where they're getting quarterbacks hurried, they're hitting quarterbacks, they're, you know, causing you to get rid of the ball before you want and that sort of thing. So, I don't know what the stats say, but I'm just going off what I see on film.
Jay, when you stepped back from that Carolina loss, why did things go so haywire?
You know what, it got away from us there pretty early, you know, and nothing went right after that, you know, so it's unfortunate. I mean, you can't just let it go and just chalk it up as hey, just a bad day. But, you know, you look at the film, you learn from it. I think that there's a lot of things that we could do just throughout the week on preparation to prepare ourselves to prevent something like that from happening.
That's your signal to go, Drew.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
Thanks, Drew. I appreciate it.
See you Monday, Drew.